The effort by majority Democrats to reform the health care system, a goal President Barack Obama says is crucial to speeding economic recovery, ran into problems recently because of huge initial cost estimates and the prospect of higher taxes to pay for the changes. The president has pledged that health care reform would be fully paid for and not add to the federal budget deficit, the growth of which experts agree also threatens long-term economic recovery. But a proposal by Democrats to pay for it by increasing taxes on high-wage earners, couples earning more than $350,000 annually, and wealthy Americans recently provoked opposition from fiscally conservative Democrats. Amid worries that disagreements might destroy chances of House and Senate votes before an August congressional recess, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democratic leaders worked out a final version they vowed to bring to a vote before lawmakers leave town. Pelosi called the measure a historic step of major importance for America's middle class, but also described it as a starting point.
This bill is a starting point and a path to success, to lower costs for consumers and businesses, to give greater choice to Americans, including keeping your doctor or plan if you like them, better quality of care, putting doctors, not insurance companies, back in charge, and to provide stability and peace of mind that you cannot be denied care or coverage for a pre-existing condition.
The measure includes a new government-run insurance plan known as a public option to compete with private providers. Provisions aim to slow rapidly increasing medical care costs and improve access to and the quality and effectiveness of care and treatments. Henry Waxman chairs the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
The system is unsustainable. We cannot continue to put more and more money into health care, especially when you recognize that this country spends more money on health care than any other Western industrialized nation, and yet we have 46 to 50 million people uninsured.
Representative George Miller said the Democratic-controlled Congress will deliver on a goal set by President Obama when he was elected.
We will, in this year, produce a bill that is fair and fully paid for, reduces costs, preserves choice, and expands access for all Americans. That was the charge that President Obama gave this Congress when he was sworn into office. It was the charge that the American people gave President Obama when they voted for him in the election.
As for the sensitive question of costs, lawmakers were more guarded, declining to specify a figure before the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office provides its estimate. However, it is thought to be around $1 trillion. Republicans immediately responded, attacking the proposed surtax on high-earning Americans as another burden on small businesses and asserting that the government insurance plan will ruin the existing private medical system. Here is Missouri Republican Roy Blunt.
What we really have here is a bill that, without any question, will kill jobs, will limit access to health care, will raise taxes, and will lead to a government takeover of health care.
Democrats will fine-tune the measure over the next 3 weeks to, among other things, address ongoing concerns of the fiscally conservative Democrats, a group known as the Blue Dogs, who want assurances that cost-cutting measures will be effective. In a statement Tuesday, the group said it's committed to passing health care reform, but said any plan that fails to meet President Obama's goal of substantially bringing down costs is not an option. The Senate has made slower progress coming up with a health care reform bill. Achieving House and Senate votes before August would allow lawmakers to resolve differences on separate bills so each chamber could vote on a final version after they return from their break. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.